morning, everyone. Welcome along to our service. It's good to see each one's turned out this morning. We're going to be starting off. We're going to be singing number 763 from the Redemptional Hymn Book, "When the Trumpet of the Lord Shall Sound, and Time Shall Be No More." And you can tune in, if you're not already tuned in on your radios, to 108 FM. You'll get us there, 108 FM. So I think everybody can hear very well. 763, one that everyone knows well. Sing along in your cars.
Oh,
sing one more chorus before we open a prayer. Wherever I am, I'll praise him. Wherever I can, I'll praise him. For his love surrounds me like the sea. Jesus Christ. Lord, receive the preeminence in this meeting this morning. Lord, all glory and honor and praise belongs to thee. Lord, your word says that you might have the preeminence in all things. And Lord, we just say this morning of a truth, Lord, that there is nothing comes close to you. Lord, we thank you for your love, because as far as your name and what you are far above heaven and earth, so much is your love also, Lord. And Lord, the psalmist David even wrote and said of your presence, whither shall I go from your presence? He said, if he took the wings of the morning, behold, you'd be there. If he ascended up onto the highest parts of the earth, you'd be there. And if he descended into hell or made his bed in hell, he said, behold, thou art there. Lord, there's nowhere we can go from your presence. There's nowhere we can escape from you. Lord God, we thank you that your love encompassed round about us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the everlasting arms that embrace us, Lord, in times of sorrow, in times of need. We thank you, Lord, that you know our heart's desires. We thank you, Lord, that you know every detail of our lives. We just pray in the name of Jesus Christ this morning that as your word is ministered, that you'll minister to each and every one of us, Lord, and speak to our hearts in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to bring forth, Lord, fruits worthy and meet for repentance in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to have fruits for our labour, and help us, Lord, to be busy about the Father's work. Lord, even as you were busy, Lord, you said, Lord, you must work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. And Lord, we thank you for the great work that you've done on Calvary, Lord. We thank you that you shed your precious blood, and we thank you, Lord, that the blood indeed shall never lose its power. We thank you, Lord, that it's power to regenerate dead men and women onto living men and women, living for Christ Jesus and living in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning for the opportunity to gather here. We pray, Lord God, that your word will go forth this morning like a mighty hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We pray, Lord, strongholds will be broken down. And Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord, even the chains will be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if anybody suffering any anxiety or fear, we pray, Lord, you'll break it off them this morning. We pray that you'll let them receive the joy of the Holy Ghost in their lives, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, for Sister Rita this morning. Lord, we pray that you'll touch her body, Lord. Help her to breathe more easily. Lord, whatever ails her at this time, Lord, correct it in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, if anybody else here this morning, Lord, waiting on results from tests, Lord, we pray indeed, Lord, that you'll give them a good report. Lord, we also want to bring you thanks this morning for touching Amanda Brown. Lord, what a wonderful, merciful Saviour you are. We thank you, Lord, that you have touched her, undoubtedly, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, and we give you all the glory and all the honour and all the praise. And Lord, we know, Lord, Mon has good intentions to help, Lord, but so many times Mon has failed. But Lord, you have never failed, and your promises never fail. And Lord, we love you this morning, and we give you thanks and praise. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that, Lord, for these few tumours that's left in the liver, Lord, that's been greatly reduced, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that they'll completely go. And Lord, we give you glory, honour and praise. Lord, we just ask you now in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll encourage each and every one this morning. Bless our brother Jack as he comes and opens up your word. Bless those that's visiting with us this morning. And Lord, we pray even as the voice of the preacher is silent that the Holy Ghost will continue to minister and speak on. In the lovely name of Jesus Christ we pray. Lord, we just ask you now, Lord, for you to be in our number, Lord, and in our midst, Lord. We pray not only, Lord, we know you're omnipresent, Lord, but Lord, we pray that people will feel your presence, draw near unto them. Lord, because, Lord, in your presence is fullness of joy, that every fear will go, and everything, Lord, that would cast down would disappear and melt away by your presence, Lord. Lord, just to be close to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, let us have the mentality of that woman that had the blood issue, just to press through crowds of circumstances and everything else, just to touch the border of your garment. Let us be determined to touch you this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, giving God all the glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to sing another hymn from the Redemption Hymn Book, if you have one with you. 314. Pass me not, O gentle Saviour, hear my humble cry. While another's hour calling, do not pass me by. Rebecca as he comes to bring God's word this morning. The Lord bless you this morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to be with you this morning. Hallelujah. God is good. Regardless what you're going through, I believe God wants to meet with you this morning. He wants to touch. He wants to bless. I believe He wants to encourage. You know, I hope this morning that we have all came expecting to meet with God, to know Him in a new and living way. Amen. You know, I want to speak about time this morning. And there's something about time, and as you look in the scriptures, and even if you do a study on time, the scope of it, the subject of it, you know, the vastness of it, that we're involved in time. And you know, I have been looking at this here, and it blows me away to see what God has given us, this gift of time. Amen? And I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you this morning that you will have direction for your life. Amen? Gary, I want to thank you. Tommy, thank you too, Pastor Tommy, for allowing me to share. Amen? Good morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Before I read here, I want to pray. I want to talk to God. And as each of us all sit in our chairs, you talk to God. It's not about me. It's about Him. Each of us needs to know this personal encounter with Him. And Him alone. Because after all, it was Him that saved me. It wasn't any man or any woman or any minister or any priest or any prophet. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, and I give Him honor and I give Him glory. And He didn't stop at that. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. And that's what I want to see people this morning, filled with the Holy Ghost and on fire for God, because it's time. It's time that we rise up in the power and the authority that Jesus has given us. For too long we have sat, for too long we have been in a comfort zone. It's time to rise up. Rise up. Amen. Let's pray. Let's talk to God. Father, we come in the lovely and in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come to give You honor and glory. We thank You, Lord, that You sent Your only begotten Son into this world to die for us, to shed His precious blood, to raise victorious. Hallelujah. And thank You, Lord, right now that You're making intercession for us. And Lord, we just commit this time unto You this morning, this meeting, Lord, that we will know divine encounters with You. Lord, even as people sit in their chairs, that they will know that touch of God, that they will know the anointing that breaks every yoke and every bondage in Jesus' name. Lord, we just commit this time unto You, and even for the words that You have given me, for the words that You have plotted in my heart, Lord, that I will deliver them, and Lord, that people will be touched and encouraged in their most holy faith, and Lord, through it all, that You will get the honor and all the glory. in Jesus' name. Lord, I just take authority right now over every hindrance spirit. I bind your work right now in Jesus' name. Every foul spirit, every unclean spirit, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just claim the blood of Jesus just to cover this group of people. Cover them that their minds and hearts will be focused on you, and that there will be nothing will distract them in Jesus' name. So Lord, we give you thanks. We give you honor and we give you glory in Jesus' lovely name. Amen. If your Bible's with you this morning, if you'd like to turn to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And we're going to look, I'm not going to read the full portion. Alright. Can you hear me now? Amen. Glory. We're going to look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 1, and we're going to read a few verses. I don't want to read the whole portion because I don't want to be taking up time. And we're talking about time this morning, and we're subject to time. Amen. So here we have Solomon is the writer. Amen. And in verse 1 it says, "To everything there is a season and a time. To every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." Now we're going to move on to verse 11. "He hath made everything beautiful in his time." I'm going to read that again. "He hath made everything beautiful in his time." I believe that's the key verse of this scripture that I've read. It's in his time. It's in his will. It's in his perfect will that we know his direction in our lives. Amen. And now a couple of verses I have here. I've wrote them down here for time's sake, for speed, instead of turning to the scriptures. If you want to take notes, it's Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. And the Bible says, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law." It says, "In the fullness of time." What does that mean, the fullness? The fullness of time. It was the perfect time. It was the appointed time that God sent his Son to die for you and I. Amen. And verse 5 says, "To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." Who's that for? You and I. To redeem us from the curse of the law. To redeem us with his precious blood. At that appointed time, God sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, born of a woman, to go to Calvary's cross. You know, the Bible says he set his face like flint, that nothing would stop him, nothing would deter him from going to the cross for you and I. And you know, if I said nothing more, that would be quite sufficient. What Jesus done for you and I. He's a mighty Savior. There's none like him. There's none compares to him. Hallelujah. I hope you're excited this morning. Because I am. Because he bought me and he paid for me and he redeemed me with his precious blood. And I'm so thankful. I'm so glad that I'm on my way to heaven. Hallelujah. And you know what? I want to take many with me. Amen. I hope you think the same. That you want to see many come to Christ. And no forgiveness of sins. Amen. The second scripture I want to read is, and I feel this is for people this morning. I got this morning before I come out. In Galatians, and we all know it. Galatians 6 and verse 9. And the Bible says, "Let us not be weary in well doing. I know this morning here there's weary hearts because there's different things going on in our lives. But God's saying, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, or the right time, we shall reap if we faint not. What does that mean, if we faint not? It means that we will not lose heart, that we will not give up, that we will keep going, even in our weariness, that we will look to Him in times of weariness, in times of trouble, that we will look to Him, and that we will know help and strength from Him. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you know, as I'm talking about time, what is time? It's the past. Some of us, for the past, we would love to bring it back. I think of all those old great meetings that I have been in. Maybe meetings 4 and 5 hours where the Holy Ghost came down and the glory of God came and people were set free. May we get back to those old days, that God will move in all our lives and all our hearts. You know, the past, the present, right now, and the future. That's time. And you know, that reminds me of that amazing scripture, and it's found in Hebrews 13 and 8. And it says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same in your past. He's the same in your present. And He's the same in your future. Will you trust Him today? Will you trust Him with your time? Will you trust Him with your life? Amen. Think about time, a moment, a season, an opportunity. The right moment. Sometimes we need the right moment to do particular things. Think of a curtain couple, and the boy wants to ask his girlfriend, will you marry me? It has to be the right moment. For all us guys that has bent the knee and done it in the past, we know what it's like. The right moment. Amen. The right opportunity to ask the love of your life, will you marry me? The right moment. Amen. See, in this life's journey that we are all traveling, and we are on a journey of life, and I want to say this, it requires faith. Faith for everyday living. Faith for the time God has given us. Time for everyday living. Faith for everyday living. Will you put your faith in God in good times? Will you put your faith in God in the bad times? In the troubled times? In the times of laughter? In the times of tears? Will you put your faith in Him? But maybe you'll say to me, Jackie, I have no faith. I want to say to this, friends, this morning, the book of Romans 12 and 3 says that God has dealt to every man. He has given to every man a measure of faith. And it's what we do with that faith. We need to exercise our faith to see great and mighty things happen. Amen. Amen. Friends, sometimes we take life for granted. We're all guilty. All guilty. We take life for granted. Today, tomorrow, next week. But you know what the Bible tells me? In Proverbs 27 and 1. Boast not thyself about tomorrow. For thou knowest not what a day bringeth forth. That's time. Amen. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. Get right with God. Backslider here this morning, if you went cold at heart, get right with God. It's time to get right with God. You might not see tomorrow. I'm not trying to scare anyone. I'm just being real. We need to get right with God. Amen. Put things right. Put things right in their right perspective. Make right choices in life. We've all made wrong choices in the past, but let's learn by our mistakes. Or we should learn by our mistakes. Friends, time is a gift from God. We are subject to time. God is not subject to time. God is not limited by time. You know what? He is eternal. He is everlasting. He's in a different realm from us. Amen. God is eternal. No beginning, no ending. Hallelujah. Think of what the psalmist David could say. If we plant this deep in our hearts, I want to encourage you this morning, whatever you're going through, will you trust God? Trust God with your time. David could say in Psalm 31 and 15, my times are in thy hand. Can you say that this morning? That your time, that you have put everything into God Almighty's hands. I challenge you this morning, can you say that? My times are in his hand. You know what? It's good to have goals for life. It's good to have plans for life. There's nothing wrong with it. But we need God in the center of our life. We need God in the center of the time that he has allotted us. Amen. To allow him and his will in our life. That we would be, first of all, God conscious. Secondly, that we would be Christ-centered. And thirdly, that we would be Holy Spirit-controlled. Amen. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Have you sought him? Have you sought him with your time? Seek him first. Give him first place in your life. In every area of your life, in every moment of your life, amen, in every second. You know what? We should be getting up in the mornings, and the first step we take, we should be saying, Lord, thank you for an ah day. Thank you for an ah moment. Thank you for the time you've given me. Hallelujah. You know what? And then we will know the blessings of God in our lives if we put him first in everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Time is valuable. I believe God wants us to use it wisely. Again, hands up. I know I don't know about you folks. I have wasted years. What I'm not proud of. But you know what he has given us right now? Right now, that we will use our time wisely. Hallelujah. Moses could say in Psalm 90, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Time is the most valuable thing God Almighty has given us. And we need to use it wisely. He has entrusted us with it. We need to use our time wisely for God. Amen. Think about this. Think about this. Ask a dying man what he wants. His cry will be more time. Especially for those that's not saved. For the believer, they know that there's a prepared place for them. That God has prepared that place for them. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. See what it is, friends? It's a prepared place for a prepared people. Are you prepared? The book of Amos could say, prepare to meet thy God. But as I say, for a dying man without Jesus Christ in his life, and ask him what he wants, and his cry will be more time. But you know what? His time is running out. And then lost eternity comes. For anyone that's listening, even by the internet, that you will prepare to meet with God. I'm just looking at the time. I'm even subject to time here too. It's 20 to 12. And you know what? I just want to encourage you. What time do we give to God? What time do we give to the work of God? How much time do we give to self? Whatever attacks your time attacks your life. I'm going to say that again. Whatever attacks your time attacks your life. I just want provoking thoughts here. And that just reminds me, John 10:10 says, the thief has come for to steal and kill and to destroy. But hallelujah, and Jesus has come to give us life, and life more abundantly, life to the full. Whatever is attacking your life and is stealing from you, it's a work of the enemy. And rebuke it in Jesus' name and walk away from it. If it's your friends, walk away. Amen. Your walk. Think about it. Your company. What company you keep. Your relationships. I want to say this. Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. Why do I say that? If you keep bad company, you'll have a bad future. Make sure your friends are born again. They're spirit-filled. They're people full of faith that'll come along and encourage you. And even if you fall, they'll come and lift you up. Amen. See, we can't soar with eagles and run with buzzards. I'm not going to go into that because time's going on. We can't soar. We can't fly with eagles and run around with buzzards. Saved person, unsaved person, time is valuable. Time is so important. Time is short. Make a count. See, we need to spend precious time with the Lord. Precious time with the Lord in His Word, in prayer, in His presence. Even Gary prayed it this morning. In His presence there's fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Spending time with Him. The importance of it. Each one of us, we need to do it personally. The importance of it. What does it do? The benefits of it. It brings the blessings of God in our lives when we spend time with God. Friends, we need to redeem our time. The book of Ephesians 5:15-16 says, see that you walk circumspectly. What does that word circumspectly even mean? It means to be careful. It means to be accurate. I love the King James, but sometimes it's very stiff language. And we need to look at it in the Hebrew and Greek to see what the words mean. But it means to be careful in our walk and our attitude. Amen. Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. All you have to do is turn on the TV and you can see the evilness of the times. John spoke several weeks ago out of the book of it's an Old Testament, I forget what it is. It was understanding the times. 2 Chronicles. It was understanding the times. But here this morning I'm speaking about the time. The time we have been allotted. The time we have been given to use wisely. Amen. Redeeming the time. It means to buy up. It means to rescue. It means to use every opportunity that we have been given for Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I'm watching time and at the same time I'm not in a hurry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is someone here this morning and your heart's heavy because you have to make a decision? Seek God before you make the decision. That's very strong in my heart. I'm saying no more. Seek God before you make the decision in your life, because it involves time. Hallelujah. Think about this. We all go through this. Times of trouble. Times of despair. Maybe for something we've said. You know what I want to say to you? I'm going to say it to you lovingly. If it's something you've said, go and put it right. If you've spoke out of turn, go and put it right. Because it'll hinder you. It'll hinder you in your work with God. It's very important to keep all the doors in our life shut that the enemy can't get in. Amen. Maybe it's something that you didn't say. Maybe you're going through a time of trouble. Lovely scripture here. Quite a few scriptures. The Bible says, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is their strength in time of trouble. Psalm 37 and verse 39. He is their strength in time of trouble. Will you look to him? The last day I spoke here several weeks ago, it was look and live. And when you look to him and receive strength from him, when you look and live, you will know that he is touching you. He is meeting with you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there's lots of things, as I was saying, this subject about time. There's so much we could speak for weeks on time as we look through the scriptures. And you know, there's one thing deep in my heart. If there was ever a day in all our lives, how much we need a time of revival. John spoke last week as he finished the message, talks about times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. But I want to say this, there'll be no refreshing. There'll be no times of refreshing till there be repentance. Because that's what it starts in that scripture. There'll be no times of refreshing. And here in Psalm 85, verse 6 and 7, the psalmist could say here, wilt thou not revive us again? See, he knew what it was to be revived before. And he was saying, will you not do it again, Lord? For this land here, we have saw revivals. None of us has lived through a revival, but we have read about them. And you know, in this land, the big emphasis is on the 1859 revival. The evangelicals don't talk much about Azusa Street. They don't talk much about the Welsh revival. Where the Holy Spirit was given in mighty power, where these tongue-speaking people came. May we see that again, friends. I can't apologize for the truth of God's word, and I will not be apologizing. That we will see the fullness of the Spirit, amen, and his power and his anointing and his authority, that we will take back. It never ceased. It was left dormant. And sometimes we're to blame. We need to take it back, what's rightfully ours. Amen? And I don't care whatever position you're with God, there's more. There's much, much more. There's more with God. You know something? When I read the scriptures, I feel as if I know nothing sometimes. That's the vastness of God. He has a treasure in heaven that he wants us to dig into. And it's about time we done it. Amen. He says here, "Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Hallelujah. "Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation." Psalm 85, verse 6 and 7. You know what? If there's ever a serious hour, it's right now. I believe the Lord's coming back. But the times and seasons are going to be fulfilled. I know that some people teach he could have come 50 years ago. If that's right, why did he not come? But I'm not getting into that. See, we're living in a troubled world. Think about this, the countdown of time. This old world's not going to go on. This old world's going to be burned up with fervent heat. It's going to be destroyed. Hallelujah. But friends, we need to see revival. We need to see the Holy Spirit moving and restoring the church back to health. Because after all, it's sick. It's sleepy. You know, we all maybe have topics that we like. And that's one topic that I love preaching about. On revival. How much does this guy here, standing here, need the revival power of God in his life? That even if we stood in the street, that our very shadows with an anointing, that the sick would be healed. Amen. It's time to raise up, friends. Hallelujah. Friends, you know, I'm gonna close up very quickly. I'm aware of time. A time of sickness. And I know people here today and you've been carrying sickness for years. Maybe it's your day. Maybe it's your time. Will you look to him? Will you allow him? Maybe you've had it for a long time. Maybe you've had it for a short time. Think about this. The man recorded in John 5 at the pool of Bethesda. 38 years. The Bible says he was impotent. He was without strength. This lame man. We all know the story. I'm not going to go into it. But he met with Jesus. Hallelujah. He met with Jesus. And when we meet with Jesus, that's the secret to life. That's the secret of time. When we meet with him. Think about the woman with the issue of blood. 12 years. Maybe you had a disease 20 years. Well, here's a woman with 12 years. An issue of blood. And you know it's recorded. She spent all she had on physicians. But rather grew worse. Maybe you feel like that this morning. Maybe you've had doctor's appointments time and time again. Maybe you've had hospital visits and you're getting worse. It's time to raise up in faith and allow him to touch you. See, sometimes like this woman, I love the story with this woman. This woman started to talk to herself. Maybe we need to start to talk to ourselves. You maybe think we're doting. Or maybe crackers. Maybe if we're crackers for Jesus, we'd see more happening. But this woman started to talk to herself. And you know what she said within herself? If I can only touch the hem of his garment. That was faith raising up. And this precious woman, she says, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And you know what? This woman, she was unclean. She broke the Levitical law. She went through the crowd. Nothing would stop her. She was determined. I hope this morning that you have got determined faith. Because I believe there's faith that's determined, that will not let go regardless of the circumstances. And this woman, she touched the hem of his garment. Oh, hallelujah. And she was made whole. You know what she done? I believe she touched the finished work of Calvary before it ever took place. Because Calvary covers it all. That finished work, she touched the hem of his garment. This morning, will you reach out in faith? At this particular time you're living in, will you reach out in faith? and touch the hem of his garment. And he's no disappointment. He'll not turn you away. I ministered to a fellow there recent. He used to come to my meetings. And I was really annoyed and I was disappointed. In fact, I felt angry. I'm being truthful with you. And he contacted me and he says, Jackie, he sent me a message. Would you pray for me? And I replied back to him, yeah, I'll pray for you. So he rang me up and I told him he had to do something. The Lord gave me this word for him. And I just told him straight and plain. I go for the jugular. People might not like it. But I told him what it was. He says, Jackie, you're right. I says, you need to sort this out and ring me next week and we'll pray. And he sorted it out. And in the conversation the following week when he rang me, this is time. We're talking about time. Amen. And the following week he rang. And in the conversation he says, Jackie, you're the seventh person that I've contacted. Five other men was too busy. And the sixth one you would have had to get booked in weeks ahead. And you know what I said? Shame on them men. Shame on them. Someone needed help. We need to be always available. We need to go the extra mile. Amen. You know, and regardless whatever you're going through, think of blind Bartimaeus. He was determined. Nothing would stop him. He was going to meet with Jesus. This morning, will you meet with Jesus? You know, this morning, as I finish up, we spend so much time worrying. If we spent more time trusting, we would see greater results. You know, and as I finish off, I don't know, I take it we're all saved here this morning, but if you're not, or maybe this morning you went cold, maybe you've backslidden, maybe you for something as for now a believer's done on you, will you forget about it? I'm going to say this reverently, will you catch yourself on? It's time you let it go. Because it'll kill you. It'll kill your spirit. You'll walk with God. You know, friends, there's a time to be saved. And as I finish, it's a time to be saved. It's a time to get right with God. The Bible says, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. It's time to get right with God. For those even listening by internet, it's time to get right with God. It's just to come to him and realize that you're lost and you're without hope. And the only person can give you hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. That you'll know your sins is forgiven. That you'll repent of your sins and get right with Almighty God. The Bible says in Acts 2 and 21 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's up to you, dear friend, as you listen, to get right with God. Get right with God before time runs out. We're not going to be on this earth forever. So as I finish, and I'm going to hand it over to Pastor Tommy, I just pray that you will be all encouraged. I pray that you'll be all built up in your most holy faith. I pray that you will realize the brevity of life. The shortness of life, the time that we have been given to make every opportunity count for God. I'm going to say this before close. Unfortunately, in this land, we preach the gospel. And we see people saved. And that's good. And that's excellent. But what do? We fill pews with them. And we let them go to sleep. And we don't give them anything to do. We need to preach the gospel and make disciples. And what does disciples do? They make other disciples. See, it's all about control. One man ministries. Away with that. May we see the faithful in operation. And through it all, that God will have his way. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Father, we just thank you for this time. We just pray, Lord, that you will bless your people. Lord, even as your people leaves this place, that their hearts will strangely burn within them. That they will know that they have met with you in a real and a living way. Lord, I pray for direction for life. I pray for that person who has to make that decision. Lord, that you'll speak to them. And Lord, that they will choose the right path. Lord, that they will do what you want them to do. Lord, that they will hear the voice of God. Your word says, my sheep hear my voice, and I give unto them eternal life, and no man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. So this morning, we just hand you all the honor. We give you all the glory, because it belongs to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful word from the Lord? I really believe it was a word from the Lord this morning. May the Lord bless our brother Jackie. And you know, as we go this morning, if anyone wants specific prayer, don't be afraid to wait behind and I'll get the elders to pray with you, brother Jackie or brother John, and they'll pray with you and minister to you before you go. If anyone feels they want specific prayer, praise God. Isn't it wonderful? Time. You know, when a brother was preaching this morning, and I'm not going to take very much time, we're going to be gone, but I often think of the man at the pool of Bethesda. And as a brother Jackie had a word for somebody this morning, and as brother Jackie gave that specific word, the Spirit of God came in me, tongues interpretation, come on me as I sat in the car. And I'm telling you, the man at the pool of Bethesda missed his season. He missed it. Now maybe you think you've missed your season. But then something happened. The season came to them. Jesus. Even though he missed the season of the blessing, Jesus came to him and touched them. And it's never too late. And as a brother gave the word this morning, somebody in the vehicle, it's not too late with God. It's never too late. You haven't missed it. The devil wants you to think you've missed it, but you haven't missed it at all. The one that made the time, the one that made the seasons is here. Jesus Christ. And he can do it for you this morning. He can do it for you today. He can really can do it. I want you to be encouraged and I want you to believe God. Praise God. God bless you, Brother Jackie. Next Sunday morning, we're going to have a Brother Samuel preaching. And we'll be live again this evening at 4:30. Tune in. Keep tuning in to the services. We don't know. We're living in strange times. Also, I want to give a, you know, there's a family has joined us recently. Even though we're in a lockdown, they say the churches in America are down 40%. Well, we've had another family join us. I want to give them a welcome, Brother Stephen and his whole family. They've officially joined us as a fellowship. And I know we don't believe in signing in books and all that, but I want to appreciate them. Praise God. Appreciate what the Lord's doing. And let's hear what God said to us today. God wants every one of us to be disciples. and to reach others. I'm not going to pray a brother's prayer. I'm going to ask Brother Gary to come. And God bless you, Brother Jackie, for the word this morning. I believe it's a word from the Lord. If somebody's here, you need specific prayer, don't go, stay. The elders will pray for you. And just say to one of the deacons, and the elders will pray for you. Don't be too worried about COVID. If you feel you have to wear a mask, put one on. But I'll tell you, COVID's been blamed for everything. But every day, people's dying with cancer. And it's nothing to do with COVID. They're dying with cancer. And it's so wonderful that we heard that testimony of our dear sister Amanda, how the Lord's touched her. And you know, even a great prophet like William Branham, do you know what he said? He said, I pray every single day for a cure for cancer. That was a man that had a ministry of healing. He said, I pray every day for a cure for cancer. The real pandemic's cancer. They say one in every five has cancer. We need to see the power of God. And we need him on our knees to see the power of God. God bless you all. Tune in at 4:30. And the Lord bless you as our brother Gary comes.
Sing a little chorus. I haven't sang it in a long time. I don't know how good it will go, but I'll try it. A little chorus called In His Time. Amen. But just then, feel free to, you can pull out then after we pray. Praise God. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks this morning and praise indeed that you have given us time and space to repent. We thank you, Lord, that we were obedient, Lord, to the heavenly calling, Lord. We pray, Lord, for those in our families that are still, Lord, needing to be saved. We pray, Lord, that you'll grant them space to repent in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know you're long-suffering, Lord. Lord, we know, Lord, you're full of mercy and grace. But, Lord, time is drawing to a close. Lord, the days are getting short, Lord. We just pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll do a quick work in our land. Save the unsaved and their families. Indeed, Lord, fill each one with the Holy Ghost in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Bless the one that brought thy word this morning. Bless his household. Bless all that pertains to him in the name of Jesus Christ, and bless each one as we go from this place. And Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that you'll help us, Lord, to take heed to the things we've heard. Lord, not to be selfish in our time, but Lord, to make time for you. For Lord, you made time for us when you went to Calvary's cross. Lord, we thank you that you did. Lord, just receive glory, honor, and praise unto yourself. And bless each one as we go in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to sing this little chorus if I can in his time. Since quite from a singer, so that's your hand.